Love this podcast? Consider supporting this show. You decide how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Visit the link in the episode description to support now.
From the minds that brought you the smash hit podcasts, Your Life the Mixtape, and Headliners comes Your Life the Mixtape Magazine, a free, monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
Hello there, I want to take a moment to talk to you about Dear Dean magazine from Dear Dean Publishing, my favorite subscription only monthly digital magazine. It's got subscriber-generated content about politics, pop culture, travel, family, pets, and poetry and wellness articles and features, contributor articles from nationally recognized journalists, writers, and artists, and provides opportunities for novice writers and authors and other contributors to share their voice, talents, and words. Did I mention that it's completely free? Dear Dean magazine provides free advert space for small creators, authors, and podcasters, fulfilling its vision that some art should always be free. It's owned and operated by Myron J. Clifton and is designed and distributed by Katya J. Lerner at Buzzword Consulting. Visit deardean.com/subscribe to get signed up.
You are now listening to Headliners, the show featuring the best and brightest in entertainment worldwide. Now here's your host, Greg Howard Jr.
His new single, Day by Day, is out right now for your listening pleasure. Please welcome the absolutely incredible Jeffrey James to the show. Hello, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. So tell the people who are listening who may not be familiar with your music, what can they expect from Day by Day?
Well, it's a good question. My music usually sits somewhere between the Lewis Capaldis of the world and maybe a little more indie rock vibes. So that song has a lot of my normal inspirations of some kind of pop soul influences with a lot of, indie rock band feel. And it's just a lyrically kind of a feel good song about relationships and growing together.
So talk me through the process of choosing Day by Day to be your next single.
Yeah, I wrote it with two guys named John Davidson and Jacob Bryant. They're both in a band called The Brummies. And we hit it off immediately. It was a really great song. And when I was looking for the songs I wanted to release, that one really stood out because of how much they kind of pushed me. And I pushed myself, I think, just to make a song that I really cared about and something I wanted to listen to over and over again. And that's what Day by Day was.
So what would you say has been like the career highlight for you thus far?
Ooh, career highlights. couple of years back, I was lucky enough to get chosen to be a contestant on Songland season two. So I got to pitch a song that I'd been writing to Martina McBride. It wasn't a country song, but it was just like a big feel-good ballad kind of thing. And did pretty well on the show, and I was really proud of it. And I got to work with Ryan Tedder, who's a if people listening don't know, he's a big songwriter and the lead singer of One Republic. And that was a great experience. I'm really happy about it.
We're in kind of this landscape where it feels like that anybody with an internet connection can put out music. What do you feel like sets Jeffrey James apart from everybody else?
I don't think I sound like anybody else. Obviously, there's a lot of things of my songs that sound like modern music and stuff. But if you when you hear a song that I'm singing, at least from what I've told, people know automatically it's me singing. My voice, for better or for worse, I can only sound like myself, and I think that's been good for me to stick out in the crowd.
If you had to encapsulate everything that your music was into a single hashtag, what would that hashtag be?
Oh no, a single hashtag. Chocolate. Because
Okay.
chocolate makes you feel good. You're happy when you're eating chocolate, and it's always got a little bit of a smooth texture to it. So yeah, sure.
Like that. Is there a piece of like career advice that you've been given that stuck with you?
When I was starting out, I listened to a panel of industry people. There were some artists and there were some just music industry on the business side people to speak, and they all said that everyone they knew who they started with, who had kind of a backup plan, a plan B, as years went on, they all went on to do their plan B. And it's a dangerous thing to do, but I found it to be true too. So I've done this, been in this industry, never had a plan B. It was kind of a make or break, and then tuck my tail and leave if I need to. But I've yeah, because of that, I think it's really helped me.
Who is the artist that sits at the top of the dream collaboration list for you?
Ooh, Janelle Monáe would be up there for me.
Thanks.
She's so creative, and I think she can do everything and everything, and it'd be amazing to work with her.
Do you feel like your creative process has changed since you started making music?
Definitely. I think about music more in just in a different way. I think I just, when you're starting out in any art form, I think you just do what makes you happy. And a lot of times you're also chasing other artists' sounds, because you're obviously chasing the people you like and the people that make you want to make music. And now I know that I really push myself to be like, okay, I know this is what my brain would go to, but what's like the next level of a melody or lyric that I could make it even that much better? And I think about that a lot more than I used to starting out.
So, if knowing everything that you know now about how the industry works and gigging and all that, if you could go back to the day that you decided to pursue music, would you do anything differently?
Ooh. Yeah, I think I would listen to my instincts a little more. When I was younger, I would, be a lot more apt to kind of listen to other people's opinions about what I should be doing or what I shouldn't be doing. And my own instincts were usually correct, I've found, for myself at least. And so I think I would just lean into that a little more.
How do you go about balancing artistic expression with commercial appeal when you're writing a song?
I think the commercial appeal is always in the back of your mind. I won't release a song unless it's a song that I really love, and a song that I would want to listen to over and over again. But I think you have to keep one foot in the like, hey, do other people want to hear this, or are you just like making this a weird, selfish thing that no one's going to care about.
What's the coolest thing about being a musician?
I mean, setting your own schedule every day. I try to wake up at a good time, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't have anything till this afternoon, so maybe I'm going to sleep in until 10, and I'll be healthier because of it.
Who is an artist who, when you look at their career path, you go, that's the blueprint?
I mean, I think Ryan Tedder would be up there. He started out with his band, and they've done really well, and then moved over and started doing. I mean, his band is still going strong, and he's producing and writing for everybody. I also love writing for other artists, and I'd love to be just successful doing both.
How do you go about handling criticism, be it from music critics or from fans of your music?
None of criticism's never really bothered me that much. I kind of laugh at most of it because it's if when people go out of their way to like have an opinion about something that you made that doesn't like affect them, it always feels just like that's kind of a weird thing. I don't know why you'd want to say that in the first place. And obviously, if you're a critic, then it's your job to do that. But I've always, for whatever reason, been able to take that with a grain of salt and just be like, okay, cool. Not everything's for everybody. So that's how I handle it.
How do you maintain being authentic in what is a very image-driven and superficial industry?
I think it goes back to what I was talking about listening to my own instincts. And I know if I'm being true to myself, then that's all I can be, because we're all bits of each other, especially with the internet now. Like you said, everybody's pulling from everybody else, and we're in the same fashion sense and things. So it's just like, all right, am I happy with what I'm doing? Am I happy with the art? And that's as authentic as I can be, I think.
How does Jeffrey James define success?
That constantly changes. I think, again, if I can, I'm happy with my art. And I can put food on the table, that I feel that's really being pretty successful with what I'm doing.
Nice. Do you have a secret to maintaining a healthy work-life balance?
Not at all. I find that I'm better about turning off the work side, but it's always kind of there. And especially when you're a musician, most of your friends become musicians. So that's the thing you talk about the most, and all that. So yeah, it's not really that healthy.
Is there a song that changed your life?
I don't know if there was a song. I think the David everything David Byrne does from the Talking Heads, when I quote unquote discovered him for myself in college, it was just this like, wow, music can really be anything. And so he was kind of this big driving force to be like, oh, we can, I don't have to put myself in a box with what I sound like or how I'm pursuing music.
Do you consider yourself an artist or an entertainer?
Say artist more. I love performing, but the creation of the art is my favorite thing.
Are you the artist that you thought you would be when you started out?
No, I think when I started out, I thought I'd be like some weird version of like a John Mayer meets Justin Bieber. And I discovered what my voice was. And I was like, oh, that's not at all what I could even do if I wanted to. So yeah, no, I'm not.
So, where can the people listening to the show get their hands on Day by Day and the rest of your catalog?
Day by day, like all my music is streaming anywhere you listen to music. We got a lot of YouTube videos on YouTube as well. I'll actually, and this week, releasing a fun music video for Day by Day as well. So yeah, anywhere you stream music.
And if they wanted to track you down on social media, where would they find you?
Instagram, it's Jeffrey James Official. My TikTok is I am Jeffrey James. And yeah, jeffreyjames.com for all things Jeffrey James.
Well, thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to talk to me about you and talk to me about your music. As always, I enjoy it anytime you come around.
Thanks so much for having me again. It was great.
We'll be back every Wednesday and Thursday with all new episodes of Headliners. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Headliners is a Your Life the Mixtape Media LLC production in partnership with Rod Wharton Productions. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this episode may be reproduced commercially without explicit consent.